I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
This guy was done in by some Chipotle in New York City. A woman who worked... Now, I imagine this probably happens more often than we read about. But a woman who works at Chipotle in Brooklyn recognized a customer as someone who broke into her home about 6 months ago. There's some video about... of this 20-year-old guy, a 20-year-old Chipotle worker in Mill Basin Kings Plaza, if you know where that's at. So she's working at the counter at Chipotle, and these three men come in and want to order up some burritos. And she's looking at one of them. She's like, I know that face from somewhere. That's the SOB that broke into my house, tied us up, and robbed us 6 months ago.
So what'd she do to him?
Well, she just flat out said to him, hey, you're the guy that broke into my house 6 months ago and robbed us. And the dude, they have him on video. He pulls his shirt up over his face and takes off and goes running out of the restaurant with his buddies and stuff. And so now they've got the video footage of him. They say, yes, we have the face, his face. We will catch him. And I hope they, takes the high road. I hope they change their lives and do more. But, how weird would that be? You're the victim of a crime, and then you're sitting there getting ready to make a guy a burrito, and you're looking at him going, man, that's the dude that broke into my house.
She could have just evened the score by serving him some Chipotle. Let's go to the cheese, huh?
Oh, yeah.
The cops were called to Chuck E. Cheese. They've been drinking drugs and guns.
Always is.
The cops were called to Chuck E. Cheese. They've been bringing drugs and guns.
I imagine there's no exception here.
No. Moms and dads.
Somebody's fighting with somebody.
Lots of fighting in this one.
Somebody call 911.
Moms and dads arrested at the cheese in Clark County, Georgia the other day. Several people arrested. This is a weekend brawl outside the cheese. It all started when one mom pulled her child out of the arcade. And as she was pulling her kid out of the arcade, her kid knocked over another kid. And the mother of that other kid who was knocked over chased after that mom into the parking lot. And then the two moms go at it right there in the parking lot. There's video showing the whole deal. Moms on the ground smacking each other around. People trying to separate the two. That leads to more pushing and yelling. So then the fight even that spreads out and gets even worse. A dad started swinging at two women in the crowd. He connected with a couple of the women. Well, yeah, one woman who had noticeable swelling and bruising under her eye, but she denied medical treatment. She probably said, hey, I'm at the cheese. I had it coming to me. Yeah.
On the ice, you're bound to slip, man.
You got to know that this is. There's a good chance of this happening. Another mom went to the hospital.
Yeah, and if you're a boyfriend-girlfriend team, John, boyfriend-girlfriend crime team, you got to be tight. You guys have to be on the same page, or the crime's not going to work, or the relationship's not going to work. It's all going to fall apart. Boyfriend and girlfriend need to be unified. If they're going to go stealing cars. And a 38-year-old dude named Chance Mongeon stole a 2017 Dodge Challenger from a rental car parking lot at the Nashville International Airport back in July. So the 38-year-old and his 38-year-old girlfriend, Christy Caldwell, jumped into the car and took off. And the Challenger's got some hit. It's got
that
a Hemi in there.
Go. That can move.
So they took off, and they were long gone. Got away from the cops before they could even begin chasing him. But that's when the relationship, the crime duo, started to fray apart a little bit. And that's when Christy called 911 from inside the car to try to turn in her boyfriend to get the reward money. Oh. Yeah, there's a guy just stole the car from the airport over there at Nashville International Airport. I can turn him in if you want to know where he's at. I want the reward money. The dispatcher told her there wasn't any reward money. And she wouldn't give him up without it, so they got away. But the cops did investigate, ended up finding him, arrested him on several charges back in August. And then last week, he flipped on Christy. And then Christy got caught for harboring a fugitive and hindering arrest. They're, I don't know if they're still together, but they're probably not. together, if you know what I mean.
It sounds like they were meant for each other, those two.
She calls to turn him in from the getaway car, and then they said there's no reward, so then he calls and turns her in.